Biden admin gives low-income EV charger subsidies to Martha's Vineyard. By John Nolte on February 7, 2024. The Biden administration says parts of Martha's Vineyard qualify for low-income electric vehicle, EV, subsidies. Numerous elite hangouts and locales, including Montauk and Fishers Island in New York, and parts of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket in Massachusetts, are among the areas that the Biden administration says qualify as low-income and are therefore eligible for receipt of EV charger subsidies, the Daily Caller reported on January 31. The White House explained the tax subsidy this way. This tax credit provides up to 30% off the cost of the charger to individuals and businesses in low-income communities and non-urban areas, making it more affordable to install EV charging infrastructure and increasing access to EV charging in underserved communities. The Daily Caller pointed out that to meet the low-income definition, a census tract must have a poverty rate of 20% or more. The loophole being used to qualify some of the wealthiest places in the country is found in the following. An area can qualify if the median family income is below 80% of the median family income in the wider metropolitan area or in its state if a given census tract is not part of any particular metropolitan area. The Daily Caller explained. In practice, however, the latter definition for a low-income area enables places that may not be colloquially considered low-income to qualify for the credit by virtue of being located in a wealthy state or metropolitan area. For example, nearly half of the landmass of Nantucket Island, one of the ritziest summer vacation destinations favored by New England's elite, is eligible for EV charger subsidies, according to the DOE's interactive eligibility map. Also eligible are pockets of Cape Cod, including the ritzy Hyannis, all of the exclusive Fishers Island, much of Montauk, a three-block area of Manhattan's Upper East Side, large swaths of San Francisco, and several blocks of the renowned Beverly Hills. To normal people, this sounds counterintuitive. Why subsidize places that obviously don't need subsidies? But that is not how government works, especially the federal government. The more people in places that these godless bureaucrats qualify as poor or low income or whatever, the more people and land mass the government seizes control over. In this case, the corrupt Democrats, including Biden, currently in charge of the administration, are eager to pour money down the black hole of electric vehicles. In their demented minds, they actually believe that if America is full of chargers, idiot Americans will invest in the boondoggle of an EV. The fact that there's an ongoing backlash against EVs or that they are impractical and will remain so for the foreseeable future makes no difference to the left. Utopia will be jammed down our throats, no matter what. The real irony here is that subsidizing chargers in ritzy locales is a totally unnecessary government expenditure in a time of crippling inflation that was brought on by excessive government spending. Are you ready for the best part? This entire subsidy boondoggle is part of Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, which is nothing more than a climate justice bill that increases inflation with this insane and unnecessary spending. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Nothing about this novel is predictable or formulaic. Nolte is such a gifted writer and can turn a phrase. The characterizations were so well done that each was a polished little vignette. The characters become deeply imprinted in your mind and compel you to keep reading. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone, and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.